have a question, Dr. Carter, from Randy in Kentucky. And Randy wants to know, how does the same bacteria cause both uveitis and pregnancy loss? These seem like two very different things to happen to a horse.
That's a great question and a great observation. And essentially, the lesions that cause abortion and uveitis are both related. They're both vascular lesions. But what I mean by that is the exotoxin that's eluted by the leptospira organism actually damages the vascular infrastructure and causes hemorrhage. And this the toxin that causes necrosis or death and the calcification in the placental tissues, upsetting the blood supply to the foal and thereby abortion. The uveitis problem usually occurs in horses 4 years or so of age or older, and as was stated in the introduction, the most common cause of blindness in the horse. And this disease was described by the Greek veterinarian Aspertus, way back in the 4th century, so it's been around a while. In the eye, leptospirosis cause damage to multiple tissues, which can lead to things like cataracts and ultimately blindness. So, and infections usually begin in only one eye, but ultimately generally will infect both eyes. And of course, even leptospirosis can sometimes cause acute kidney failure in the horse. So it's a multi-organ system, multi-systemic kind of a disease.